Hey there, ready for a deep dive into something truly special?
Oh, absolutely.
We're taking you behind the curtain at Vocal Essence.
Behind the curtain is right.
And trust me, there's more to them than meets the eye.
So much
You've
more.
got the background info, so we're going deep into what makes them tick. Their history, their heart.
Their heart, yes.
And yes, even a sneak peek at their upcoming concert.
You're in for a treat.
So tell me, what is it about Vocal Essence?
Well, Vocal Essence has this remarkable way of weaving together community, culture, and history through the power of song.
I mean,
It's really quite inspiring.
That's what struck me, too, when I was reading all this.
Yeah.
You founded in 1969.
69.
That's a legacy right there.
Absolutely.
I mean, how do they do it?
What's fascinating is how they've stayed true to their Minnesota roots.
Right.
While making waves on a global scale, I mean, they've performed at prestigious venues worldwide,
right,
all while remaining deeply committed to their community here in Minnesota.
I love that.
It's amazing.
Local to global.
It is.
And this commitment to community,
yeah,
goes beyond the stage.
It does.
When I was reading about their values,
yeah,
bridging differences, continuous learning.
Important ones.
Those really jumped out at me.
And those values are woven into the fabric of their programs.
Oh, interesting.
They have something for everyone.
Really?
From workshops for budding young singers to inspiring programs for seniors.
Wow.
They're not just performing music, they're creating lasting impact.
Okay, so let's unpack some of these programs because they're incredible.
Yes, sir.
We've got concerts, educational initiatives, community outreach.
Right.
It's more than just a choir, wouldn't you say?
Absolutely. They're challenging the traditional image of choral music.
How so?
Take their program, Singers of This Age, for example.
Okay.
Teenagers from diverse backgrounds come together not just to sing,
okay,
but to dance, write music, even rap.
Wow.
It's about self-expression and finding your voice.
That's fascinating.
It is.
It sounds like they're really challenging the traditional image of choral music.
Yeah.
And making it relevant to a younger generation.
For sure.
That's great.
It's not just about reaching young people either.
Oh, okay.
Their Vintage Voices program brings the joy of choral singing to senior centers and assisted living communities.
Oh, wow.
The idea that music can be a source of connection and joy at any age is powerful, wouldn't you agree?
It really is. It speaks to this universal language that music provides.
It does.
And it seems like they're very intentional about creating those connections across different generations and cultures.
Precisely. And that's where their commitment to reflecting the diversity of Minnesota truly shines through.
Interesting.
They have programs like Cantare, where students don't just sing music from Mexico.
Yeah.
They learn directly from Mexican composers.
Wow.
It's a much more immersive experience.
It's like they're building bridges of understanding through music.
Yes.
Fostering empathy and appreciation for other cultures.
Exactly.
The more we uncover about Vocal Essence, the more I'm realizing that community seems to be at the heart of everything they do.
That's a keen observation.
Yeah.
And it's explicitly stated in their mission statement.
Yeah, I was just like,
Vocal Essence draws upon the power of singing together to nurture community, inspire creativity, affirm the value of all persons, and expand the influence of choral music.
Wow, that's...
They're not just singing, they're living their mission.
They're living it.
It is a testament to the profound impact music can have on our well-being.
It really is. And then there's Witness.
Yes.
Their program dedicated to celebrating African-American musical heritage.
Amazing program.
35 years.
35 years.
That demonstrates a serious commitment to preserving and celebrating cultural heritage.
It does, and it highlights how deeply they understand that music is storytelling.
Right.
By keeping these traditions alive, they're ensuring those stories continue to be heard and passed down through generations.
It's truly impressive how Vocal Essence intertwines education, social impact, and cultural preservation all through the power of music.
And they don't limit themselves to one genre or style.
Oh, really?
They're constantly pushing boundaries and exploring new territory.
What do you mean?
Which brings us to their upcoming concert, Christina.
Okay.
Would you believe it features music by Bjorn Ulvaeus and Benny Andersson?
Wait, really?
Yes.
Wow.
It's not just a pop concert, though.
Could
it's a full-blown musical based on the Swedish immigrant experience.
Now, that's what I call pushing boundaries.
Right.
This sounds like it ties into so much of what we've been discussing about Vocal Essence.
It does.
The power of storytelling through music, connecting with history and different cultures.
You hit the nail on the head.
But tell me more about this.
Okay.
Christina, the musical.
Christina is based on a series of novels called The Emigrants by one of Sweden's most important authors, Vilhelm Moberg.
Okay.
It tells the epic story of a group of Swedes who leave their homeland in the mid-19th century to make a new life in America.
And how does this tie back to Minnesota?
Well, Moberg actually spent time in Chisago County, Minnesota, where many Swedish immigrants settled.
Wow.
He interviewed them, collected their stories, and those real-life experiences became the foundation for the immigrants.
Wow. So there's this direct link between the musical Swedish history and Minnesota's own immigrant heritage.
A direct link.
Incredible.
Isn't it amazing?
It's almost like this concert becomes a portal to understanding history on a personal level.
It does.
Wow.
And to bring it full circle, there's even a statue of the main characters Carl Oscar and Christina Nilsson in Lindstrom, Minnesota, a town with strong Swedish roots.
Okay, we have to dive deeper into this concert.
We do.
But first, let's pause here for a moment and reflect on everything we've covered about Vocal Essence so far.
Okay.
They've got this rich history intertwined with a deep commitment to community diversity and pushing the boundaries of what choral music can be.
They do.
They're not just singing notes. They're touching lives.
We are.
It's pretty amazing.
It really is. They embody the idea that music has the power to connect us to our past, to each other, and to something larger than ourselves.
I love that.
And Christina perfectly exemplifies this.
All right, let's get into the details of this concert because I'm completely hooked.
Let's do it.
Okay, so we've got this epic saga, Swedish history, meeting Minnesota's own story.
Right.
Tell me more about Christina, the musical itself.
Okay.
It's based on a novel.
It is.
But what's the sound like?
You can expect, well, get ready for a bit of a twist. Christina is a different beast altogether. Think sweeping ballads, moments of quiet reflection, and the influence of traditional Swedish folk music woven throughout.
So it's more emotionally resonant.
Yes.
Capturing the heart of the immigrant experience.
Exactly. Imagine soaring vocals expressing both the heartbreak of leaving their homeland and the flicker of hope for a brighter future in America.
Wow, that's powerful.
It is.
And to think Vocal Essence actually premiered the concert version of Christina back in 1996.
They did.
They've been bringing this story to life for decades.
They have. And they even took the performance on the road.
Oh, really?
To Lindstrom, Minnesota.
Yeah, out.
Can you imagine the impact of experiencing the story set to music in the very place where many Swedish immigrants settled?
I can only imagine.
Talk about bringing history to life.
That must have been an incredible experience.
It was.
For both the performers and the audience.
Absolutely.
It speaks to their dedication to not just performing music, but creating a shared experience that resonates deeply with the community.
Precisely. And this commitment to community engagement shines through in their other programs as well.
Yeah.
Absolutely. And this idea of preserving musical heritage and sharing diverse stories is also central to their Witness program.
Okay.
For 35 years, they've been shining a light on African-American musical traditions.
That's incredible. 35 years.
It is.
What's so important about this program in the context of Vocal Essence's larger mission?
It speaks to their understanding that music is a powerful tool for preserving cultural identity and ensuring that marginalized voices are heard.
Yeah.
It's about understanding history, celebrating diversity, and recognizing the richness that different cultures bring to our world.
It's about making sure those stories are not forgotten, that they continue to resonate and inspire future generations.
Yes.
And it strikes me that this theme of remembrance, of connecting with the past, ties back to Christina in a profound way.
That's a really astute observation. Both the Witness Program and Christina invite us to reflect on the journeys that brought us here, the struggles and triumphs of those who came before us, and how those experiences continue to shape our world today.
It's giving a voice to the past, and in doing so, enriching our understanding of the present.
Exactly.
But let's bring our focus back to the present moment.
Okay.
To this upcoming Christina performance.
Right.
Tell me, who are the key players bringing this production to life?
Well, you've got the incredible Vocal Essence chorus and the ensemble singers, of course.
Of course. But what about the soloists?
Oh, yes.
This is a musical after all.
Right.
So it must require some phenomenal vocal talent.
You're in for a treat. They've assembled a cast of incredibly talented performers.
Okay.
Including Catherine Rupp.
Okay.
Taking on the titular role of Christina.
Nice.
And Evan Tyler Wilson portraying Carl Oscar.
And someone has to be leading this ship.
They do.
Guiding this musical journey. Who's the conductor at the helm?
None other than Philip Brunel. Vocal Essence's artistic director.
He is.
He's a true visionary in the choral world, renowned for his ability to bring out the emotional depth and power of music.
It's incredible to think about all the moving parts coming together.
It is.
From the singers to the musicians to the conductor.
Right.
To create this immersive experience for the audience.
Yes.
Speaking of the audience,
yeah.
I can only imagine the range of emotions they must feel during a performance like this.
Well, I imagine there's a sense of awe at the sheer beauty of the music, moments of reflection as they connect with the characters' journeys, and perhaps even a renewed appreciation for the sacrifices and triumphs of those who came before us.
It's like stepping back in time, understanding history through the power of music and storytelling.
It really is, and it highlights how vocal essence goes beyond simply presenting concerts.
Oh, really?
They create experiences that stay with you long after the final note fades away.
So we've got this incredible choir.
Yes.
A moving story, world-renowned composers, a talented cast, and a visionary conductor.
That's right.
What's left to say except this is a must-see?
It really is, and it makes you think, well, how often do we get the chance to experience history through music, to connect with the past on such a visceral level? It's a testament to Vocal Essence's ability to curate experiences that are both entertaining and deeply thought-provoking.
I mean, you said that we started this deep dive thinking, okay, Vocal Essence, a choir.
Yeah.
But wow, they've completely shattered those expectations.
It's remarkable, isn't it?
It is.
They've woven together this incredible tapestry of community engagement, cultural preservation, and musical innovation. It's more than just singing. It's about creating meaningful connections and leaving a lasting impact.
Yeah, those are the two big takeaways for me.
Yeah.
Connection and impact.
Totally.
They're not afraid to tackle tough topics,
yeah.
to celebrate diverse voices, and to use music as a force for good in the world.
Exactly. And they managed to do it all while staying true to their Minnesota roots, reminding us that even a local organization can have a global impact. They've truly mastered this balance of preserving tradition while constantly evolving, pushing boundaries, and redefining what it means to be a choral group in the 21st century.
And for folks listening out there,
yes,
what would you leave them with today?
Well, I'd say keep an eye out for Vocal Essence, whether it's Christina, the Lullaby Project Witness, or any of their other incredible programs. You're guaranteed a performance that will stay with you long after the curtain falls.
It's been so fun to dive into this with you today.
It has been a pleasure.
Learned so much about Vocal Essence, and for everyone listening out there, we'll catch you next time for another deep dive.
See you then.